Mambo vipi? What's happening? My name is Anyiko Owoko and I am a lover of arts, culture and everything African. And here, we grant you front row access to your favorite celebrities, creators, the biggest personalities and industry experts. Come with me. You're now a VIP. Hello day and welcome to VIP Access. I'm really happy to have you here with me. I'm starting the show this week with an amazing person. I'm giving you a little taste of Nigerian music. He's a really dope artist. You probably have already been jamming to his hit single, Kununu. I love the video. I love everything about him. But what I want us to discuss today is the process before the success of Kununu. This guy literally quit music, but we like to say he took a break from music to pursue his career as a petroleum engineer. Imagine, the oil money wasn't enough to keep him from his dreams. I'm really glad to finally meet Eva J from Nairobi, Kenya today on VAP Access. Welcome, my brother.
Thank you, Aiko.
What's up?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm fabulous.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you. When you listen to the hit records on radio and then you watch the videos on YouTube, it hits different when you meet the individual. You're like, oh my God, it's just a person like me. I'm such a fan.
Yeah.
We are fans of yours from East Africa. We love your music.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I love East Africans.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel great. I'm enjoying the love I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
The love is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I never expected, things to get this wonderful, but come on, we're here.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just the start for you, right? Like, you are actually working towards the release of your EP, which I really wonder, you know, how it's going to sound. So we're going to talk about all these things, but I think I just wanted to get to the bottom of the person, you know, you are, the artist you are, the journey to where you are right now, the journey to experiencing the success of Kununu. There was a journey, you know, there's so much hard work. We met in Nairobi late last year when you were still preparing to release Kununu, and a lot of things were happening. You're on tour, you know, you're in South Africa, you came to Kenya, and after that, going back to Nigeria and to the UK. So a lot has been happening. And before the journey to this EP that we are expecting, and even the success of singles like Kununu, what were you doing? When was this that you decided to quit music or to take a break? Take me back.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I know in people's head, they're like, oh, this guy just came out from nowhere and is taking over the whole airspace and, you know, the airwaves and making waves all over the world and all that. But it's been a long time coming. Music for me has been something that I've been doing from childhood. I was born into a family of choristers. My parents happened to be choristers. And every weekend when we're back from church, you know, after resting in the evening, they bring out their hymns and they start singing. And they had wonderful voices. And I grew up watching Michael Jackson. And my love for dancing and music became so out of control. You understand? And as a little boy, I started joining the band in church when they're playing. My mom bought me a toy guitar. So I'll go there with my toy guitar, a boy of 1 year old, standing with them. And, you know, before you knew it, I started playing the bass guitar. And that was how my love for music grew.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you know, in secondary school, I became a dancer, became even the best dancer in school. From there, I went into music production. And I've done it all. I've done it all. So it's been a whole lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
From childhood, the effort has been there. But, you know, there are struggles that come with music.
Of course.
Especially when you don't have anybody to push you. You understand? So I've been doing it for years and people keep saying you're good. And nobody to push you and no way for you to ahead. And it got to a point, I did it for years and I got pissed and frustrated and depressed and angry, So I had to quit to go focus on my career because I'm a petroleum engineer. And that was it. But while I was there, I wasn't happy. There was no peace because I see people doing music and I'm like, yo, this guy's doing these things, can do it better than me, and I can do it better. So what's happening? And after being so successful in petroleum engineering and did a bit of geotechnical engineering, and I didn't have peace. And I said, no, I have to come back to this. And coming back, I have to work really hard and I have to work smart and I have to take a different route. So that was when the planning started. And Kununu didn't just come out. It's been something that has been cooking for about 2 years. So, and we're here right now.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. What does a petroleum engineer do on a day-to-day?
Well, it's a lot of work. It depends on where you are. We have the upstream, we have the downstream. So it depends on the area where you are. So we are the ones who go to the rig, we go to offshore, spend time offshore, work offshore, and then we do sometimes we do 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out. Then we are in the oil platform trying to explore oil, crude, and all that. So it's a lot of work. It's a whole complex process.
How did you even end up being a petroleum engineer, from an artist to the petroleum industry? Who pushed you towards that side, or was it just something you wanted to do yourself?
While growing up, I loved music, but I also wanted to study engineering. And I happened to be from a family where my dad worked in the oil industry. And I had uncles who were big in the oil industry. My godfather happens to be one of the top people in one of the top oil companies. So I was surrounded by people that were in
Who is your
the
godfather?
oil industry.
Shall we name drop?
Maybe some other time. Yeah. Okay. So seeing all these people and how they did so well inspired me to want to
Of
become
course,
a
you see the
petroleum
success, you're
engineer.
like,
Yes.
maybe I'm gonna have
Exactly.
success in this industry as well.
Exactly. I also grew up in a state that is called the oil state in Nigeria, which is Port Harcourt.
Isn't that where Burna Boy is from as well?
Yeah, that's where Burna Boy is from. Yeah, a lot of us are from there. Port Harcourt has the best talents you can think of.
Who else is from Port Harcourt?
Quite a lot of us. Ajebo Hustler. We have Mr. Izzy at the point, was in Port Harcourt. We have Duncan Mighty. We have Timaya. We have Eva J.
Of course. So how could you be from Port Harcourt and not try the oil business? How could you? You had to try, no?
Well,
Was there any pressure or not really?
no, there wasn't any pressure per se. The thing was that I was from a family where everyone was educated. I had to be educated too. You understand? And if I must be educated, I had to do something that I think I would love doing. And it was petroleum engineering for me. That was it. That was it.
But before we started this interview, I think you told me something on the side, and you're talking about the fact that right from university, even your parents knew that you really wanted to pursue music.
Sure.
And you made a pact with your dad that if you passed your exams to a certain, level,
Yeah.
he would allow you to do anything. So tell me about that. Tell me about, your parents always understanding, the artist that you are.
Okay.
And always respecting that, because I think you had also mentioned to me while we were talking on the side that your dad is one of the people who actually saw that you were missing the music, and he was encouraging you, like, maybe, you could go back and do this thing. Tell me about that journey, the push and pull between these two industries.
Like I said, music was something I was born into, and I was born into a family of choristers. My dad sings, my mom sings. Music was something that gave me so much happiness, so much joy. Whenever I'm around music, I feel this excitement. You understand? So when it was time for me to go to the university, my dad saw how crazy I was getting with music. He called me and gave me an undertaking to sign. This is no jokes. Like, it was
A
written.
contract
A
of
contract.
sorts.
Yes.
Sheesh, your father is serious.
He was serious. He said, you're going to sign this, and this is an agreement. stating that you're going to graduate and come out with flying colors. But in this agreement, there's a clause that if you have up to a particular CGPA by your third year, you can start at that point to do your music while you're still in school, you know. And I was like, okay, no problems. And I signed, but behind him, I was still doing music. you understand? But I also made sure that it didn't affect my studies. So by the time I got to my third year, I hit the mat and I went to him. I told him, see my CGPA and everything. He was like, okay, good. You can start doing music, but don't be distracted. I was like, fine. And then I had a studio in school, you know, where I produced other artists, because then I've already ventured into production, music production. And you know, I produced other artists. From converting my room to a studio, I was able to get money to, you know, get another space for my studio. And whatever money that was given to me as a student, I just put it into buying music equipment for my studio and all that. It's been a long time coming, you know, and that was it. And even after school, I was pushing and all that. But, you know, it got to a point I became frustrated because, I mean, I was telling myself, how can I do this good? And I mean, no support, trying to get sponsors. This person will promise you today, tomorrow you won't hear from them. You understand? So it became so frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, I had to leave and, you know, go focus on my engineering career. But then I was there, but I wasn't happy. But at that point, I was feeling really heartbroken because I gave my all to music. I dedicated my entire life to music. And before I got to the point where I had to quit, it took a lot of trying and trying and trying, and it became so frustrating. So I had to quit.
And how long were you working as a petroleum engineer?
I worked as a petroleum engineer for about 2 years. Then I left that and started working with my dad, you know, and what we were doing was mostly geotechnical engineering. Yeah, which was different from petroleum engineering.
What is geotechnical engineering?
It's
all this jargon is confusing me.
Okay, so it's more like civil engineering, okay. But it's advanced civil engineering. It's a type of engineering where we focus more on foundations, piling, you know, shoreline protection, building of jetties.
So you're a pretty smart guy.
Well, I try. I try.
He's a hit maker, but he's also smart. He's book smart and street smart. Let me say
I
that.
I think people in my class in secondary school, when I wasn't so distracted by music, would tell you that I was the best in class.
Oh, really?
Yes. So.
I can tell. I can tell. Nice. And so coming back to the music industry, you know, things must have really changed. And some maybe did not change much. So tell me about just coming back. What did you have to do to reinvent yourself, you know, to rebrand? Because I can imagine there's a lot that you had to change, but to give it a fresh, you know, look.
It wasn't an easy decision for me to come back because, like I said, I was heartbroken. I felt like someone who was in love with someone and got heartbroken. That was how I felt when I was leaving music. You understand? So it took a lot of determination, a lot of thinking, a lot of convincing from the people who loved me because they saw that I wasn't completely happy without music. You understand? And when I finally came to the conclusion that I was going to come back, I said I would make sure that I get it right this time. And if I'm coming back, I'm coming to take it all. Like, the aim is to be one of the biggest top three Afrobeat artists globally. You should call Eva J. That's what I'm here for. And I'm dedicating my life and putting in everything. So when I came back, a lot had changed. The sound had changed. But I was like, yo, it's music. And I've been doing music all my life. So, I mean, nothing should be too hard. And I put in my hard work and my effort and everything to make sure that I get my sound up to date because the industry in Nigeria is moving really fast. And I mean, Lagos City, where I stay, is a very fast city. So the sound changes pretty fast. We're talking about Kununu right now. I mean, the next thing that's coming is going to be different. You understand? So that's how fast it moves.
Yo, I love the confidence. I love the grit. I love that you know yourself and talent and know that I've put in so much hard work to expect only one thing out of it, and it is success. I love that because I feel like a lot of people and artists sometimes spend so much time second guessing themselves after spending so much time investing in the craft, in finances, in productions. Why second guess yourself while, you know, this is all you do every other day? So I really love the conviction that you have. So I'm going to ask you this question. So did you ever think that Kununu would become this huge? Because this song completely blew up all over the continent, you know, east to west to south and beyond the continent. What a jam.
My answer is going to be shocking to everybody, because every artist you ask, did you ever think, you'll say, no, I never thought. But surprisingly, yes, I knew Kununu was going to be big because we put in a lot of work into it. It was 1 year of work.
What? One year?
One song, one year? Yes.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
I'm not kidding you. I mean, in the process.
That is crazy.
Yes, in the process, we're working on other songs. But I mean, Kununu was a song that we were consistently working on. Like, I kept on going back to it to make sure. Because from the first time we were working on it in the studio and the producer came up with a guitar line, the first guitar line you hear on the intro, I knew that was the song. And I was like, no, this song, there's something about it and we need to get it to where it needs to be. Because I'm a perfectionist, and if I'm working on something and it doesn't sound right to me, I mean, there's no amount of conviction anybody can put forward that would make me go against what I feel.
Mm.
You understand? So we kept on working on it till we got it to this point. That's it. So with all that work, come on, it's supposed to be a hit.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Yeah. And the thing is, you will watch a lot of interviews and listen to a lot of artists speaking, and there are some who will always talk about the making of legendary songs, iconic songs, like, oh, we're just 5 minutes, this was done. You know, so someone will take 5 minutes, another one 5 hours, another one 5 weeks, another one 1 year.
Exactly.
So I think my takeaway from this conversation is, it doesn't matter how long you're going to take. What matters is that you gave your all and you know, this is the best output I can give out. This is the best of my product, right?
Exactly.
So if you feel like you were recording for 2 weeks and that's the best for you, I mean, well and good.
Yeah.
If it's going to take you a year to record a song, well and good.
Yeah. The thing is, creativity is a process. Like I always say, it's a process. Sometimes it comes really fast. Sometimes it takes time. And I would like to put this out to other creatives out there. Never put yourself under pressure. When you're working on something and you feel like it's not flowing, just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Move out. Even the likes of Kanye West, I've watched some documentaries where Kanye West is in the studio trying to work on something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not flowing. And he leaves it. He goes out to play lawn tennis and he comes back after a few days. And it's a banger. You understand? So I don't think creativity is something you have to rush, because it's divine.
Mm.
It can come in 5 minutes. It can come in 5 hours. It can come in 5 months. Mm. So it's just for you to take your time and make sure that you give your best, that you as a person, you are satisfied with what you have put out. So that's just
it. You actually said before that there's no timeline to creativity.
There's no timeline to creativity.
And I found that so powerful.
Yes, there's no timeline to creativity. That's just the truth.
And that's the story of your life, because you say, I took a break, I came back, there was a whole new set of new artists,
yes,
different sounds.
Yes.
But my creativity was the same.
Yes, yes.
I'm the same person.
Exactly. I mean, God put it there. It's inside you. You just need to, you know, work it out. You understand? Most of the things we're looking for in life are already given to us. We just need to work it out, you know. But most people expect, you know, the manna to drop from heaven without actually putting in the work. You understand? And they feel, oh, I can't catch up. They've left me behind. Come on, you can. You just need to take your time and put in the work. You understand? So that's just it.
So tell me about, you know, marshalling a team around you, marshalling, you know, a group of individuals who are well versed with the industry to work alongside you. Because I think one thing you've also made it very clear to me is that you like to create family around you.
Yes.
So that you are actually carrying a vision together collectively.
Exactly.
It's so that you don't stand alone and you're the artist with the vision and everyone around you doesn't see your vision. So tell me about having a strong team and how that has changed your career. You know, you still had the music career before, but it wasn't very successful then. But then coming back with new insights, getting a team, you know, working well hand in hand with them, you have seen the difference. I have seen the difference. Yeah. So tell me about that.
There's this saying that goes that take your advice from someone who have tried and failed. The thing is, my not being able to make it in music over the years before I quit was a lesson, you understand? And it made me to sit back and analyze things. And I got to realize that it's not even just all about being talented. It's also about having the right people around you. And being an artist is not just about you. Yes, I'm Eva J. My name is Eva J, but Eva J is an army. There's a force, you understand? And Eva J is everybody that's with me. You understand? So I believe in building a family, in building a team, because the most successful people in life, you know, became successful because of the people they have with them as their team. So before I came back, I had to sit down and ask myself, okay, how do you go about this? How do you have a team of people who can see as far as you can see and who have the same vision and who are focused? Because you might have people who can see very far, but they are not focused.
Yeah.
And lack of focus can cause a lot of issues for you as a person. So I sat down and I looked at myself and I looked at the people I know, you know, while I was in the industry. Funny enough, if I tell you my story, I worked with some really known people in the industry before I quit. You understand? Yes. So I sat down and I was like, okay, I know this person, I know this person, I know this person. Who will I go to? And I remembered I have a friend, you know, Jem, and he works with Universal and he had really grown big in the industry. And I called him. I was like, bro, yo, I'm coming back. And they're like, oh yeah now. So, and I tried to follow him up and he thought I was joking. I kept following him up and, you know, and I sat down with him. We had a series of meetings and he saw that I was serious and he was like, okay, bro, let's do this. And I know he's someone that's focused that, I mean, if I have him on my side, I mean, putting our heads together, we can actually get to where we're going. And we both came together and put the team together and we're here and we're doing great things together. So that is it. And I believe that it's still going to get bigger.
Of course.
You understand?
Of course. Yes. I mean, we are at the verge of releasing your EP, or is it an album? What do you call it? It's an EP.
Yeah.
And there's still going to be an album coming, right?
Sure. There'll be an album. There'll be lots of songs. There are lots of things in the pipeline.
Mm.
Yes.
But this specific EP is definitely dropping in the first quarter of 2024. Exactly. So we should be expecting it to drop anytime soon.
Yes.
Do we have a name for the EP? Do we have a number of songs?
Okay. Oh, yes. We have a name for the EP. The number of songs that I won't disclose yet, because that can change at any time.
Of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
So, but the title of the EP, the name of the EP is DOS, Days of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is the title of it.
Can you expound on this? Who is Solomon? You are Solomon in this case.
Oh, yes, I am.
Tell me about the Days of Solomon in connection with the songs of the album. There must be a well thought out reason why this EP is called Days of Solomon.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Tell me about Kununu. What is Kununu?
Kununu is vibing. We're just vibing. Kununu is just okay. So it's,
what does Kununu actually mean?
Vibing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So put it in a sentence for me.
Yeah.
Put it in a sentence. I'm in Nairobi, chilling with my people, with my friends.
And we just the Kununu de go. Uh-huh. We just the Kununu de go.
We just the Kununu. I love it.
Yeah. So you were asking about Days of Solomon. So you know about Solomon. You know the story of Solomon in the Bible. Solomon had, it was 700 wives and 300 concubines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, in this case, I'm Solomon. These are the Days of Solomon.
Did you have all those women?
Well, I have a lot of women.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I love beautiful women.
What, are you polygamous?
No, I'm not.
So which women, where? Are you talking about your fans?
My fans. My well-wishers.
Or women love you?
My well-wishers.
But women particularly?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you decided to dedicate this EP to us, right?
Yes, but not exactly. The story behind the EP is more like a true life story.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Someone's story. Yeah, so Kununu was talking about the guy met a nice girl. They fell in love. And that was it. And the next song coming is talking about how things went sour in the relationship, mm-hmm. and they broke up and the guy went wild. And that takes us to the other songs on the EP and Days of Solomon. So now...
So there's a title track, Days of Solomon.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Fantastic.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew there had to be a chronology of the songs that would make sense as to why the title of the EP.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
You're such an incredible artist. You know, to meet you, get a little glimpse of who you are, where you're from, why you do things the way you do. And I really can't wait for this EP to drop and, you know, to see the next stage of your career, to listen to the album itself. Tell me more about, you know, plans for 2024.
It's work, work, work. I have lots of songs. I'm still recording. I mean, we're just going to put out incredible songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to tell whoever is listening, the fans, the lovers of Evil J, that they shouldn't sleep on me because I'm out here to take over.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I wanted you to kind of actually give advice to those who are listening, right? So if somebody's listening and they're an artist and somehow along the way they studied something different and they also want to, you know, try that out, they might want to be a broadcaster, maybe they want to be a doctor, but they're intrinsically, inherently born an artist. What kind of advice would you give them in terms of how to balance out their professional life in something else and still being true to their artistry, you know, like you have had to do for your own self?
First thing I want to say is they should believe in God because God makes everything possible. You understand? And secondly, they should never give up. And they should also remember that they have to be fighters because nothing good comes easy. So when you feel like the whole world is crumbling on you, coming down on you, you should just stay strong. Don't give up. You understand? Because nothing good comes easy. Life is not easy. Trust me. Life, it never, in fact, the higher you go, the harder it becomes.
But Mr. Easy says life is easy.
Well, I think that's just a slang, you know. But life is not as easy as.
Yeah.
Even Mr. Easy has his challenges. Come on. So that's it. Everybody in life has something they're fighting for. So you just have to put your head up high and never give up. Also, I think people have to understand that the state of mind is very important. The mind is powerful. So whatever you tell yourself constantly, whatever you think about, that's what you become. So that's it. So your mind controls everything.
That's powerful.
Exactly.
Very powerful.
Yes.
Where do you get this conviction from? You know, it's one thing I find you're very confident about your art and craft and how you want to execute it. But also when you're talking about, you know, different things like now, you know, giving advice, talking about how powerful your mind is, you have so much conviction. Where'd you get that?
Okay, I want to say everything I've been able to achieve, everything I've been able to get in life started from my mind. Yes, my state of mind, how I see myself. And I see them unfolding and I can't even explain it. So the mind is very powerful. So whatever you think in your heart, that's what happens. Even the Bible says it, that even that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? So that is it.
That's very powerful.
Yeah.
Wow. I've loved this interview.
Yeah.
Any message you want to give to your fans who are listening in Kenya, East Africa, Southern Africa, Western Africa, all over the world, VIP access?
Oh, I just want to tell all of them that I love them so much. And I am really grateful for the support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for the love. And I want to tell them that I'm going to make sure that I don't disappoint them. I'm going to give them amazing music, amazing contents, beautiful things to learn from me entirely. Because I know right now that I'm in the spotlight, I happen to be a role model to a lot of people.
Of course, of course, of course. So, what about us, the ladies? Are you going to sing for us or something?
I've lost my voice. Oh, God.
Come on.
I've lost my voice.
Come on. Sing for us.
Oh, what do you want me to sing? Yeah.
I love Jolene.
Oh,
that's my jam.
And that's about to be released. That is.
You know, I'm Aniko and this is VAP Access. So I get to listen to everything before you all listen to. So if you hear us discussing something that is not released, it's okay. It's going to be released. Chill out. But yeah. You could get a little, you know.
Okay, so. Heat supplier. Your body na fire. She rolling like tire. Aje. Penelope, you are mine. I be no understand that time. Say she get secret man. Aje, yeah. The way you shake your body for TikTok. And I know say this one in no go feed flop. Oh baby whine and she whine it non-stop. Aje. The galley reason me stop. Cause when I start say me I no feed stop. Oh my galley you dey give me good work. For days, yeah. And I be like, Jolene, she got a man, but she never told me. She like the teen and she need my company. For real, yeah. Oh my, Jolene, your body sweet and you never told me. She got a man, but she never told me. For real. I.
Oh my God. That was so amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Eva J from Nigeria to the world.
To the world.
Kununu is out there very soon. A new EP is going to be released by Eva J. So please follow him on all his social media channels. His music is available on all digital channels. Just go and search Eva J. And get to know about the individual, get to know about the artist. Please share the music. This is VIP Access, and I promise to you every week I'm going to be having an amazing individual, an amazing artist, a global superstar. Eva J was our guest today. Come back next week, and we are probably going to be speaking to another amazing superstar who's going to blow your mind. Remember, this is VIP Access. We are available on YouTube, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Boomplay, and wherever else you get your podcast. We're also on Nation FM every Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. I really appreciate all your time. You know, everybody who comes to check out which artist is on my podcast, I truly appreciate. So, Eva J, how do we sign off in Nigerian or in Pidgin?
My people, we go see later and I go be. As a Port Harcourt boy, we say he go be.
My people, he go be. Thank you so much. All right. It's been amazing.
Thank you, Aniko.
VIP Access Season 4 is proudly supported by the Australian High Commission.